the poor little boys in New Jersey, what happened to them last week, Bobby, but I know it's alarming to every parent.
Phil, it's the worst nightmare of any parent. It's I raised three sons, and throughout their infancy and through their, period when they're very small, oh, you worry about them so much, and we're really concerned, as are many Americans, about children who've been found in these situations. The safety issue is paramount. Steve and I are all about safety. We feel that all parents should be.
Absolutely, especially when it comes to the little ones like that.
Well, one of the things that you do tell a child when you're disciplining him or her, or you're using timeouts, or what we use are called enforced periods, enforced solitude periods, you tell them that on the inside of the trunk is a safety release, so that if for any reason they get scared, for any reason they panic, or there is some other cause for alarm, they can release the safety release, and the trunk is going to open.
Well, like I said, it's a horrifying situation. I don't want to talk about those boys in particular.
Well, Phil, as a mother, my heart goes out to those parents. I don't want to judge them.
But what I'm saying is you're talking about being inside the trunk. Horrific. And I know there's a safety release.
Well, but we tell the kids that. And I'm not judging anyone. I don't want to judge those people in New Jersey. A lot of other parents, I think, need to be reminded, though, to let the kids know that that's there. So that when we use that for a timeout, before you separate the child, you obviously want to make sure they know where the release hatch is.
And so what you're talking about, the children being in the trunk as a disciplinary measure?
Yeah, we do not... We don't use corporal punishment. We have never hit our boys. We do believe in timeouts.
But the timeouts that you're talking about have to do with the kids being in the trunk of a car.
They do, and I want to be very clear. We do not leave the children in there. We do not leave them unattended.
But why are they there? Why are you putting them in the trunk of the car?
A lot of parents do this, Phil, because, first of all, if you give a child a timeout, the child just sitting in a room is going to sit there and use his imagination to create other mischief. You don't want the child's mind engaged in creating more mischief or not getting along with people or not cooperating with people constructively. By giving them what we call an enforced solitude period, they have more things on their mind than concocting new schemes as to how they're going to, act out. So that's why Steve and I have used the trunk of the car. We have a sedan that we use. And my fear is that what happened in New Jersey is going to be misunderstood by a lot of people who don't know that a lot of parents will use that.
Do you think that that's what those parents were doing?
No, I don't think. No, I think that was the children. It was an accident. But I'm saying, for those of us who do use that kind of disciplinary measure, we do tell the children there's a safety release. And what's going to happen, I think, in the days and the weeks to come, is parents such as myself and other women who use that kind of disciplinary measure are going to be misunderstood. And we want to be very clear. What we're doing is constructive. Allowing a child to get into an unsafe situation, even though it may not be your fault, where a child is going to wander off, that's not what that's about.
All right, if you are using the trunk of a car, and how big is this trunk?
Well, we have a Cadillac sedan, so it's a very good size. And when the boys were small, we could put them in it one or two at a time. That way, the children are in a place where they're a little bit more concerned, a little more worried about things than just what's the new mischief we can Steve.
What's new mischief they can cook up?
What new things they can cook up if they're just sitting by themselves? This sends a message very clearly, I think, Phil. You don't want to interact with people constructively. Good. Then we're going to put you in a place where you are going to have to think about that.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley joined me from Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization and Homeowners Association on the fact that those little boys that died in the trunk of that car they don't want this to be misunderstood or misconstrued by the public, that there are many parents. How many parents use this method? I'm just curious.
There are a lot of us who use what are called enforced periods of solitude. Some mothers may make the child go into a bedroom. Some mothers may make the child go into a bathroom. We use the trunk of the car because it's a smaller area and their minds are not as apt to wander.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Should people, mothers who use this kind of, or parents who use this kind of disciplinary method, maybe it's time to rethink it.
There's no need to rethink.
No, there's no need to rethink it, Henry. Just get stand by the hood.
Well, when you say you guys monitor it, what do you do?
In what way?
Well, if the children are placed into the trunk of the car for disciplinary reasons, you are standing there?
Absolutely, Phil. I'm there through the entire period. We gave the boys, we used to give them a timeout length that was as long as their age. For instance, if they were 9, it would be 9 minutes. If they were 10, it would be 10 minutes.
So the children are in the trunk of that car for 10 minutes?
But we are there. Believe me, I'm there because I tell the boys, and we always say to them, you may leave, of course, if you get scared, if you get panicky, if you have to use the bathroom, but I don't want you to just say that you're scared or say that you're panicky. I want you to really, if you really need to get out of the trunk, then you can, and we show them where the safety release is. But if they are trying to, you know, play to mom's sympathies.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll just lie and say that they're scared and they're not.
You know. We're standing there, and I've got we don't believe in corporal punishment, and I've never spanked my sons, but I had a wooden spoon that I used in the kitchen, and I would sort of use this
a threat?
Yeah, to you know, you're going to get spanked with this if you come out of that trunk. So what we're saying is it's very unfortunate what happened back east, because those boys... It's a tragedy, but I don't want people to misunderstand that it can be a useful disciplinary tool in the right hands with parents who understand.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of parents who don't do this.
There's no doubt, Phil. I'm sure there are. But you can do whatever you think is right for your children. We feel this is right.
If the children get out of the trunk of the car, you're standing there with this wooden spoon?
Well, yeah. Steve, what else do we use?
Well, whatever, a hammer.
Whatever. The car's in the garage, so the children, I'll say to them, and I know this sounds...
Because the more you talk about this, the more frightening it sounds to me for the boy.
Phil, believe me, it's not. It is not frightening for the kids. It is necessary to discipline young, especially boys. Boys, girls are easy. Boys are going to get out of hand. As they get older, there's possibilities of all kinds of things they can do. So whatever it is, it's the wooden spoon or a hammer or a wrench or something. Whatever he's got, then I'll stand there. And if the boys try to get out of the trunk, you've got the wrench, and you'll say, now you get back in there. If they say, Mommy, I'm scared, I will ask them a series of questions to make sure that they're not just,
trying to play in your sympathies.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The tragedy of children getting locked in the trunks of cars or anywhere cannot be offset or does not offset, in this caller's opinion, by the benefit that some parents derived from using the trunk of a car as a way of giving a child a timeout or an enforced period of solitude. If you've got kids, you know that they'll act up, and a lot of times you give them a timeout, which means they go by themselves. For Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, they have used the trunk of their car, and now with the tragedy back east, it may be misunderstood. Do you talk about this, using the trunk of a car to discipline children with other parents?
We do, Phil, and we get really interesting responses from a lot of parents who have discipline problems with their children, have acting out problems, behavior problems, and we find that so many parents are receptive to our ideas of how to use the timeout, which is, as I said, this enforced period of solitude so that a child can reflect on how they should constructively interact with people using the trunk of a car.
Is there some other place you could use?
Well, actually, if you think about a trunk of a car is something the child can get out of. There's a safety latch. And so...
Well, the little boys in New Jersey weren't able to get out of it.
I understand that, but I don't want to comment on that story.
All right. So you use this as a way to discipline the children.
Putting them into the trunk of a car is so superior, Phil, to just about any other. You know, there are people that still spank their children, which is against the law, and yet they still do it. And those people feel superior to me, and I have to laugh at that. I have to.
Well, so that somebody that smacks their kid, I don't know whether that's against the law or not.
No, it is, but it's against the law.
It is against the law. It is assault. And you can go to jail for it. And yet there are people who still do that. And when I tell them that we use the trunk of the car for enforced solitude, they look at me as if I'm a criminal. I find that so insulting. It talk about wanting to get violent. That's when I feel violent.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Wendy for Bobby and Steve Dooley on the Phil Hendry Show. Wendy?
Well, I'm gravely concerned, and the issue is that withholding a child in any form is actually in some ways a form of kidnapping. It does a lot of psychological and emotional damage.
How do you kidnap your own child?
It's horrifying to me that you're even...
Well, wait a minute.
How
do you kidnap your own child? It's impossible.
It's a form of restraint that
yes.
would be defined as kidnapping, even if it's your own child.
No,
and yes,
it's not.
A lot of
no,
parents.
I don't think you're familiar with the law. We've checked out.
But that's fine, and I appreciate that you think you're doing what's best for your children. But what kind of psychological damage do you think?
Well,
that
when you spank a child, you're doing much worse.
But
much
what
worse.
About using your words? Something that we teach our children to do. You know, I have three sons.
No, you can't use your words. The children today, Wendy.
You know,
will
I have
lie.
Three sons, ages 6, 10. And 11, and guess
six,
what?
10, 11,
I don't hit them, and I don't lock them up.
Why did you wait 4 years between?
I have wonderful kids.
Can I ask you a question? Why did you wait 4 years between
would
the first
you
one?
Would you lock
and...
a 14-year-old in the trunk
I'm
of a
asking
car?
You, I'm asking you a question.
What's that?
Why did you wait 4 years between the first and second child?
Well, that's a personal question, but I suffered secondary infertility. So that really is a personal question that has
was
nothing
it,
to do with this. It was a family planning issue. This is an issue of...
Well, no, here's what we do. We tell the children, all right, it's time for a timeout. We take them into the garage. We put them in the trunk of the car. I'm there at all times. If the children are frightened, they're certainly allowed to get out. But they have to convince me that they're frightened because you know how children will lie. And they can lie with the best of them.
You have no idea about
well,
any human development and child development.
Who are you? Are you a psychologist?
I'm a mother.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not get confrontational.
Well, so am I. Are you better than me?
I am not better than you, but what I'm trying to impress upon you is that what you're doing
to my children
is just... It's a very frightening
Wendy,
thing to me that these children...
It may be
to
frightening
you
to you,
them.
But it's not. It's frightening to you, and I think you have to own up to that. But it's
oh,
not
absolutely.
Frightening to the
I'm wholeheartedly admitting it's frightening
right.
to me. I mean, you're terrifying
well, let's
me.
Let's not
I
project
have
it don't. Onto the children. Let's not project it onto the children. I put them in the trunk of that car, and I tell them you're going to stay in there for the full 10 or 15 or 20 minutes or half hour, whatever it is.
Oh, my Lord. Do you not understand?
Let me ask you, how do you discipline your children?
Well, you know, if my children act up, the first thing that we do is I remove them from the situation by guiding them by their hand.
Oh, that's
whatever
really,
the issue
that'll,
is.
Well, that'll get
and
it
then
done.
We discuss whatever the issue was. And we do use timeouts, but they sit in a chair in the dining room with a timer that said, you know, and I talk to them the entire
and
time. They don't feel...
And while they're sitting there with a timer, Wendy, they're cooking up some new way.
Oh, my Lord, you have no idea about children
miserable.
And human development. Children want to
you
please know, their parents. They do. They really do.
You watch a lot of Dr. Phil?
Do you watch a lot of Dr.
And
Phil? Is
I
that what
watch
this is coming
anything
from?
Like that. I don't need to.
Well,
I'm a
where do you
mother.
Learn all
it's
of these?
Instinct.
Where did you learn the word developmentally and all of these things?
Well, I went to school for early childhood education, as a matter of fact.
You went
to school
during
developmentally
your early...
and milestones and cognitive behaviors.
You went to school
and
during your early childhood.
You're ensuring that your children are growing up to have a deep emotional fear of you and your husband. A wrench?
Wendy,
you stand outside the trunk of a car with a wrench and a hammer.
I am saying to the children that they are not allowed to get out of the trunk of that car. No, I'm simply saying you don't get out of the trunk of that car.
And you tried to hit them with a wrench.
Yeah, but you have a wrench.
I've never struck my children, ever.
But you're not listening to me.
I've never struck my children.
It doesn't matter.
I don't
see who. It doesn't matter.
Excuse me, unless you've got some degree in child psychology.
Ma'am, what if I said I was going to hit you with a hammer? What if I said to you, I'm going to hit you with this hammer? If you come out of the trunk of your car, if you get out of your car, you would call 911 and you
would
have me arrested for assault.
Wendy, you know, you're speaking for me an awful lot, and I wish you wouldn't do that. If you...
I've been listening to you for about 15 minutes.
If you threatened me with a wrench, I would...
Is this some kind of a joke?
No, I was mortified. I would take the wrench away from you, Wendy, and I'd bury it up your rear end.
Is this a joke? I mean, seriously,
No. No, you call 911. I deal with my own problems. If you threaten me with a wrench, I would take it away from you and bury it up your rear end.
All right, so we've got that established then. Okay. We're talking about little children that can't take a wrench away.
I have never struck my children, ever.
But waving a wrench in their faces...
Well, it's better than Wendy sitting there allowing them to cook up some new scheme.
You know what my children do? They apologize.
You know, you sound
they
like
do.
You're
going to cry. They apologize for their misbehavior, and I don't have bad kids.
You know, I'm asking you to be a woman, maybe for the first time in your life. Woman up. Butch up.
Jesus.
This is a joke. Is this a joke?
Is this a joke? Ms. Dooley, is this a joke?
A joke? Three boys are dead in New Jersey, and the two of you think that's funny.
No, I don't think that's funny.
Well, I'm telling you that we have a lot of people in this country who are going to come after me with a pitchfork because of that.
All right, let me go to Joan. Joan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
I just wanted to mention that the caller had indicated that she puts her children in the trunk.
Yes.
Dependent on their age.
Yes.
4 minutes for a four-year-old.
Yes.
But a few minutes ago, you stated that you put them in for 20, 30 minutes. Do you have a 30-year-old living in your home?
Of course not.
And I do think that this smacks of a joke.
If you think dead children are funny, I'm simply saying
I think a woman standing outside a trunk with a hammer... In case
you find that funny.
Out is frightening.
You find that funny?
No, I think Phil should get your number and report you to Children's Services.
Phil's not going to do that.
Well, don't tell me what I'm going to do.
I've never struck my children. Now, there are a lot of people who use corporal punishment.
You know, you're a broken record, and what you're saying is absolutely frightening and robotic.
Who want to feel superior to me. But they are the ones that are breaking the law, not me.
I don't know that smacking a kid, necessarily, is breaking the law.
Yes, it is.
It's assault, Mr. Henry.
It's assault. Violent assault on a child.
But what about
Can you imagine
standing
that?
Outside them being locked in a small closed space with a hammer or a wrench?
Have I hit them?
It doesn't matter. The threat is implied.
Well,
and I am a counselor.
You know, most children don't even know what implied means.
Well, I hope
you
know.
The threat is implied. I'm simply saying that you're a counselor. You know, everybody says they're a counselor. Do you have your MFCC?
Yes, I do.
And you hung out your shingle somewhere in a neighborhood?
No, I actually work in a different profession.
Because why? I don't understand.
I have a more lucrative profession.
Well, then you're not a counselor because you haven't been practicing at it.
Phil, I hope that you will get their phone number.
You probably haven't hit a medical book in years.
And consider reporting them.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to report them for.
I think standing, locking their children in trunks and standing outside with a hammer or a wrench.
Excuse me, not against the law? Good Lord. Thanks for calling, Eva.
Now, who's Eva? I'm a little bit...
You went to school, Eva Braun?
Well, Eva and I didn't get the connection on that one. Do you know the song?
The song is called Limelight by Rush. It's a song that Steve listened to when he was in college. And I don't understand your question.
Don't you think that that is torturous, putting the children...
No, I don't like the use of that word. I love my children.
Now, let me answer my question. You put the kids in the trunk of the car. They're supposed to stay there for a timeout while you're playing Rush?
Well, they're playing on the speakers in the car.
I don't like where this is going. It sounds like you are leading the audience into believing that I torture my children. What we are doing is a kind of therapy. It is an aversion therapy, but it has nothing to do with corporal punishment.
And but when you opened up the kettle of fish, when you said you stand outside the trunk of the car, and if the kids get out, you wave a monkey wrench in their face.
Yes, I wave a monkey wrench. I don't use it on them. Believe me, if I wanted to use a wrench on someone, you'd read about it. Or you'd hear about it on the nightly news. That lady that called up and said, what would you do if I was waving a wrench in your face? I'm going to repeat it again, Phil. I'd take it from her and I'd bury it.
I heard that.
I don't need the police to solve my problems.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Crystal, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Crystal.
Hey, lady, you are... imprisonment and you're depriving your children of oxygen.
Oh,
is your
vehicle on
while you're doing this?
No. Haven't you ever put your dogs or your pets in the trunk of the car on a long trip?
Hell no.
Well, you can because there's plenty of air that gets in there.
You go and ask any officer if putting your kids in a trunk is considered ethical or legal.
Ethical
and
is not
behind
ethical has nothing to do with the law. It may not be ethical to you to wash or bathe, but it's ethical to me, but it's not against the law. The law is the law.
It is against the law for you to deprive your children of oxygen.
How do you know they're not getting oxygen?
A car maker will tell you when a trunk is closed, there is no access to oxygen.
You've never spoken
real,
to a
real lady.
I can tell you've never spoken to a car maker about it. You're lying to me, aren't you, Crystal?
I am in the car department.
You're in the car department?
Yes,
that
lady.
You're in the
I run an auto glass corporation.
Auto glass? Auto glass is one thing.
Yes, and I know all about vehicles.
You know something? Can I say something, Crystal? And I don't mean any offense. That means you tint windows for Mexicans.
It doesn't mean...
All right, wait a minute. That was uncalled for.
I guarantee you there is no oxygen in that trunk. Why do kids die all the time when they get abducted?
Because they don't know how to use the emergency release latch. Jesus!
Your kids...
Yes, I show them where it is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, see, I tripped.
I tripped the head with your wrench.
So I tripped you up on one, and now all you can say is, "Yeah, right." So your auto glass business isn't helping you out here.
Watertight and airtight.
I'll bet you're watertight.
She's talking about the fact that the kids are in the trunk of a car where there's no air. Now, how do you know?
Phil, I have told the kids that if they're frightened, if they're getting lightheaded, anything to knock on the trunk.
And what happens if you don't get that knock, and by the time you open it, they're dead?
Because I have first of all, I own a Cadillac. I don't know what you drive. Plenty of air gets into that trunk. The salesman assured me.
The salesman?
The salesman assured you. So you went out and picked out a car perfectly to lock the kids in the trunk.
No, we bought the car first, and when we decided to use this enforced solitude, how do you discipline your children? Let's talk about you for a second.
I have a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 10-month-old.
And do you beat them?
They get a warning first, and then they get timeouts in a designated room. They are to apologize and acknowledge what they did wrong.
You give a timeout to a 10-month-old?
No, not my 10-month-old. My 5-year-old and my 4-year-old.
Well, we do the same thing.
Yeah, but her kids are in a room.
Oh, so all of a sudden I'm being judged on where I put the kids. She puts them in a room. I put them in the trunk of a car. And believe me, her children are in that room cooking up another scheme, plotting another move.
Yeah, and that's why my kindergartner went to kindergarten a year early, best-behaved child in her class, and graduated top of her class, though she was the youngest, is because she's cooking up schemes. Lady, kids are born innocent. Do you read the Bible at all or anything like that?
The Bible is not a psychology text. I only engage in scientific reading, not myths.
Well, do some
scientific
reading on lack of oxygen in trunks. There you go.
Well, first of all, anytime I hear a mother say, my child, is on the honor roll, I know it's a lie. And I can tell...
All right, let's not call each other liars, all right?
Well, she's going on about how her kid this and her kid that.
On the honor roll.
My experience has been, my son got traditional timeouts like the ones you're giving your children. Guess what? Within 6 months, he was arrested, spray painting swastikas on a synagogue, etc.
Okay, well,
wait a minute.
When one of your children locks the other one in a trunk because they learned it from mommy and daddy.
Well,
what happens then when one of your children dies because that's what they were taught?
Well, Crystal, when one of your children's home is broken into by a rapist and she decides to give him a timeout, then you call me.
Don't worry. No, I got a full security system. I'm not worried about
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about when she becomes an adult and a rapist breaks into her home and she says, you know what, you broke into my home, I'm giving you a timeout.
Oh, that's absurd. That's absurd.
Why is that absurd? It's the same thing.
What are you just going to do, tackle him, hit the trunk with a hammer? Come on.
Any kid tries to get out of a trunk on me, yeah, I've got the wrench. And that includes your kids, too.
All right. Well, what we've had here tonight, Ms. Dooley.
And, Mr. Dooley, I didn't come on the program to be impugned as a mother. I'm simply saying, those of us who do use the trunk should not be penalized because of the tragedy back east.
Who's turning that music up?
Mr. Dooley, that's the music that we play.
So that's the other thing. You're playing a loud rock and roll record on the stereo.
That is correct, yes.
Why?
Again, the idea is to keep the child's mind off of cooking up some new scheme, hatching a new plot to ruin your day.
You think so much of your children.
I beg your pardon?
You think so much of your children.
That's what children do, Crystal. It doesn't make them evil. It's what they do. They cook up something, laying on the floor, trying to look up your... Have you ever had the kids laying around on the floor when you've been talking to friends? Any of your sons?
What would that have to do with them cooking up a scheme?
They're looking up your dress.
Oh, my God.
That's what these kids will do.
You, lady, you need some serious...
I need help, yeah. While your daughter is being gutted and turned upside down and bled like a sheep because she gave a timeout to a...
So you tell me that you play when the kids are in the trunk of the car, you'll play. That is torture, man. I mean, we use that...
No, I will not... I don't even want to hear that word. I don't torture my children. I take grave exception.
If you cut your kids in the trunk of a car, you're standing on the other side of it with a wrench, and you're playing some song...
Is Mark Newman there?
Yeah, Mark's right here.
Well, then he has... track 15 is the... It's the 38 special song that Steve hates. I hate it, too. And it's a way, yes, of reinforcing positive behavior... by playing a song like that, which is so obviously difficult to listen to.
Yeah, but is a little a kid going to know that 38 Special sucks? I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Phil, I don't think you have to say, well, 38 Special sucks, you know.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Are they familiar?
They're going to hear it, and they're going to hear how terrible it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, that's psychological torture. That's just like what they were doing down in Guantanamo Bay.
They use that.
No, it's not. No. You know, I don't want to hear the word torture, Phil. I love my sons.
Psychological abuse. How's that?
Well, abuse? Do you know that there are, as I said, parents that spank their children until their rear ends run red with blood? And they,
oh, come on now.
You know that that's a fact.
You're twisting everything around. You are warped. I don't care what kind of degree you have or anything like that.
Aren't you
help.
You're aware of the fact that there are parents that spank their children?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So those people get off scot-free, but because I use a non-invasive, non-violent method.
Well, I mean, non-invasive, non-violent. Locking a kid in the trunk of a car... playing some bad music really loud. That's what they did to Noriega when they were trying to get him out of that... you remember during the Panama War?
No, I don't.
Well, when Noriega was holed up in that... wherever the hell it was, the Marines surrounded the building and they played Sticks. And that is torture.
Well, Phil, I don't torture my children. What I do is reinforce positive behavior so that they don't go... Otherwise, when you give them timeouts, like a lot of these simple-minded women I've been talking to, they're sitting there scheming and plotting and hatching some new thing they're going to do, you know, throw up on the floor or whatever.
You are the one who's wrong?
I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong. I'm saying this is my way of doing it. And because those little boys died in New Jersey, it's very tragic. I don't want that to reflect on what's worked for me down through the years.
Okay, so three little boys are dead in the trunk of a car, but it's worked for you.
Yes.
Why did they die in that trunk? Because there was no oxygen in that trunk. And you're saying that there's enough oxygen in the trunk to put your children in.
There's enough oxygen.
For up to a half an hour.
There's enough oxygen in the trunk of a Cadillac, yes. In the Cadillac DeVille.
part.
Oh, okay. So the salesman said that as a selling standpoint, you know, that.
I asked him, could I put a child into the trunk of this car? And, of course, he looked at me kind of funny. And I said, no, because I want to discipline them. And he said, oh, okay.
Well, how does he know, man? There's no specs on a Cadillac on how much oxygen's in the trunk. You can't get that in that.
He assured me.
Oh, salesman never lies.
He understood where I was coming from. I said I disciplined my children. He gave me a wink like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he was giving, okay. Probably didn't know what else to do because you shocked him so bad.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I got two of them, an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Do you own a Cadillac?
No, I don't, ma'am.
Well, you should get one.
I guess I'm not in the, okay. I guess I'm not in the same financial standards as you are, so I don't get away with locking my kids in the trunk.
That's the unfortunate part.
If the police show up, that's torture. Any jury in this country is going to convict you of abuse.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like this song? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, then it wouldn't work with you.
All right.
Obviously.
Yeah, you weren't locked in the trunk.
Not by you, he wasn't. World famous Phil Hendry show.
You know, I don't like any of you. I don't like what's been going on here.
Yeah. Because Steve didn't like it when he was in high school as a way of what?
Of enforcing discipline in my sons. They are locked into the trunk. They're not even locked in the trunk. I put them into the trunk of our Cadillac. I wait outside with some kind of an instrument. Sometimes it's a wooden spoon. Sometimes it's a baseball bat or whatever. I am never, ever, ever have I ever struck those boys. And
yeah, but then, on top of that, you pump Rush or 38 Special into the trunk so they can hear it.
Well, we turn up the bass. We don't turn up loud. We do turn up the bass.
We turn up the bass, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Phil, are you, excuse me, you're a stepfather, right?
I'm a stepfather.
All right, well, then, I think what you need to do, as they say, is back off and let the big dogs eat.
Let's go to Sam. Sam's an attorney. Sam, go ahead.
I'm one of the big dogs, lady.
Well, all right. Are you a father?
I am, yes. The concerns that I have are as follows. I understand that you have a different type of discipline, and that's fine.
Yes.
And to avoid bad behavior, you take certain steps, whether it's a timeout or whatever it is.
I gotta...